Apparently, I'm fucking busted, bitch. So I don't get.
It's time to slow things down.
It's now the romance hour. Welcome to Pressed. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Pressed, where we talk about things that press us
and stress us.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Kaylee.
And today we're continuing a series on unconventional relationships.
Ooh.
Part two.
Ooh.
So yes, and we'll give you guys, give a little spoiler on the topic?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we're going to be talking about age gap.
Ooh.
So this means when one consenting adult is younger or older, way younger,
uh-huh,
than another consenting adult.
Gotcha.
Just wanted to clarify that. I'm not getting into illegal, unconventional relationship.
Oh, yeah.
You dig. Okay.
Did you see that thing on Instagram where she's like 18 dating a 13-year-old and she's in Dallas? Oh, she's in Texas. Mm-hmm. She's a YouTuber. I think she's actually 19 now, and he's like 14.
And she's publicly saying this?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No one is fighting them on this?
No, everybody's upset about it. She like made a YouTube video with her man's mom.
And the mom's okay with it?
Oh, yeah. She was
So that's why this is...
Right. She was like, yeah, he's a lot, you know, mature.
No.
Dude, he's 14.
No.
He's 14.
No.
Yeah. Gross.
So are they intimate?
See, okay.
That's what I mean. Are they just doing the whole we're just holding hands deal?
Mm-hmm. So basically what she said, she's like, I contacted my lawyer and he said dating is like, you know, going over to your friend's house for dinner or whatever. So that's what she clarified as dating. It's like going over to his house, eating dinner with his family. And she's like, as long as things don't get sexual, then it's not illegal. Which, yeah, right. Don't have sex with a minor. Exactly. But, so, I mean, she goes back and forth where she's like...
Sorry, I had to count.
Where she was like, yeah, we're dating and we're not dating. But a lot of their pictures on Instagram was like, love you, babe. 3 months together. Who knows? You know, like talking about that. Like, I've been on their Instagram and it's really weird. It's very weird. But that's not what we're talking about today.
We're going to come back to that. For sure. I have a lot to say.
Dude, it's crazy. And she's in Texas. I was
of
like,
of course she is.
Way to give us a great name.
Before, that was a teaser. So we have more of that juicy topic to come. But we're going to go over some more love letters.
We have females.
We have females. Fan emails. Mm.
Fuck it up.
Females.
Fuck it up.
Females. To us from you.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay, Kaylee. Alrighty, so we have our email from Shay, and she's in Milton, Georgia. She says, hi girls, I like to date multiple guys at the same time. I'm not in an official relationship with any of them. I don't consider myself cheating if I technically don't have a boyfriend. Would you consider this a form of cheating or polygamy? Ooh.
Thanks, Shay, or Shea Moisture. Okay, take that out because I can't see the way her name's spelled. Okay, to answer the first one, do I consider it cheating? No, unless you're telling all the men that you're dating them.
Right. I think it's only cheating if you don't, it's a problem if you don't clarify what you are. So if the person is like, oh yeah, we're dating, like we're boyfriend and girlfriend, we're supposed to be just us two, that's when it is cheating. If you're not telling them that, like, no, this isn't how I view our relationship.
Is it cheating? I know a lot of people will try to get away with it when they just don't bring it up at all.
Mm-hmm.
So a guy and a girl, usually it's the guy, sorry. I'm sure girls do it too. We're going to say guys for this time. So usually the guy will kind of string her along. Mm-hmm. He doesn't say they're not together, but he never says they're together.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl usually is trying, you know, being wifey or being like a really good girlfriend type person. But then he's like, no, I didn't tell you to do that. We never established da da da. So he never technically said they were together,
right?
But he never said they weren't. So is that cheating?
I don't know. I guess it depends. Like if you're asking like, hey, what are we? And he continues to evade the question. That's cheating to me.
Evading? Like, was it, oh, how was your day? Like, you're like, hey, what are we? Well, hey, what are we having for dinner? Like,
yeah, like, I mean, like, yes, that's evading a question, Haley.
No, I'm just like, I don't understand how you could get caught up in that. Like, oh, I guess we're together. Cause he, like, to me, if somebody's evading the question, you have to take some kind of responsibility to not be a complete dumb person. And I know it probably sounds really rude, but I will literally listen to girls tell a story and be like, I did all this for him. And then they try to get mad at the guy, which I'm not saying that you can't. What we're not going to do is refuse to self-reflect and look at what we did without making sure.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So
I think it is trash to lead somebody on.
Yes.
But you have to be an adult, boy or male or female. If somebody's taking advantage of you and continues to do that over a period of time, and it's pretty obvious, and I'm probably sure all your friends told you about it, I really don't. I don't have any sympathy for you. Because I've seen a lot of girls do that. Oh, and I'm like, oh, are you all together yet? No, he doesn't. He's not really into that. But I think we're the only ones talking. No.
Okay. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm trying to think of how I want to say it. Because, like, okay, if you're asking, like, okay, one time you're like, hey, like, what are we? And he's like, I don't feel comfortable, like, talking about it right now. Like, you know, he got kind of shuts that conversation down, but you bring it up again and again, and like if he's like constantly not wanting to talk about it, then
that's
that just
your answer.
Yeah, that shows that he's probably talking to other people. And so like if you were already assuming that it was a relationship, then I guess that would kind of be cheating. I don't know, it's more of just like they didn't choose you, so it's like I don't know, I don't want to say it's cheating, but like I would also not say it isn't.
Yeah, I guess. I just say be smart about it. Yeah. And
I mean, I don't know. I think it's a form of polygamy, of a non-monogamous relationship. I don't think it's like...
I do too. I think we engage in polygamy without realizing it on most people. When you're dating and you're not with one person, that is a form of polygamy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess, yeah. Is it wrong? No.
No. I think if they are asking you what y'all are, instead of avoiding the question, you should probably just be like, I mean, I'm talking to other people right now. I don't see us as a serious thing. I think that's always the best policy, is just be honest. And if you lose a fling, you use a fling.
You lose your fling.
You lose your fling.
So anyway, I guess, no, you're not cheating if you're being upfront about it. And yes, you are a sister wife. Or no, I guess you'd be you have brother. Wait.
Oh, my husband, gosh. Okay.
A sister wife and a brother husband?
Yeah.
Is that it? Brother husband?
That's how it has to be. Brother husband.
That does not sound good at all.
Give me some butter husbands.
So my brother husbands. I have five.
All right. Our next one is from Zach from Baltimore. He says, hello, I identify as bisexual and I have been in a relationship with my boyfriend for 7 years. Well, congrats. 7 years is a long ass time. Don't know how you do it.
Where's the ring?
Part of me wishes he was open to threesomes and letting me date women so I don't waste my prime years not getting to experience that part of me. Please comment on my situation.
No. No.
You're choosing not to comment on that situation?
No, I just did the email now. Can you? No. I hope you didn't bring that up.
About wanting to be open to threesomes?
Having a threesome. No. We talked about this already kind of a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I feel like you really shouldn't bring it up. Unless you both have that vibe.
Mm-hmm. I think the best way to open up that conversation is just be like, hey, how do you feel about our sex life?
Because that's terrible.
I mean, like,
I'm unhappy
because
and I need to
I think it's
person.
Garbage. But I mean, like, I don't know. If you feel like you're wasting your prime years, then do you feel like
you should be with that person?
Yeah, exactly.
How old are you if it's been 7 years?
Mm-hmm.
Are your prime years gone?
Right.
And you just need to get married.
So, I mean, like, I think you have to really think about it. I mean, like we've been saying, like, things do look better on the other side. Like, oh, like, you know, it would be great for me to, like, not be tied down and to fuck all these people. But, I mean, like, if you are feeling like you're wasting your prime years, and I've had this feeling sometimes as well, because, I mean, I haven't really dated outside of being with Tristan. And so, like, sometimes I'm like, I don't know. Like, you know, people are like, don't settle down. Like, have fun. You should be with other people. People talk about that a lot.
Oh, no, yeah.
And being in college is all about hookup culture. So it's all about, like, fucking the next person. So, I mean, like, I get it. It is, like, an insecurity. Like, well, I'm not doing what everybody else is doing. But you have to evaluate, like, what that person means to you. If it's more than just, like, fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's, like, you know, if it's not. Then if it's, you know, you're not satisfied in that relationship at all, you should break it off and then be open.
That's true. But I think people do glorify being single.
Yeah, I mean, you are single.
Yeah, until you're actually single. The only time being single is fun, from my experience, mm-hmm. is when you're going out. Mm-hmm. Any other time, it's not that fun. You know, when you're doing your normal day-to-day life, which is 90% of what you're doing, you're just like, I wish I had somebody to check up on me, or I could check up on them, or we can go hang out, and I know who they are, and we don't have to do things that are awkward.
Yeah.
It's only fun when you're out, and you see all these cute people, and you're like, oh, it'd be nice if I could just get a number, flirt with somebody, have some freedom. But that's literally the only time that you have that situation, usually, when, you know?
When you're jealous.
Of what?
Of not being able to fuck around like everybody else. Exactly.
So, but to your point, I mean, how much do you really care about somebody? But, I mean, 7 years is a long time, so let me tell you, it's not going to get any better.
Right.
The feeling, you know what I mean? Like, it's just going to keep, you're going to have to start doing something different with the relationship if you want to keep it going.
That's true.
Because, you know, like, anytime in a marriage, I'm telling it's just going to get longer. So you have to redate each other almost. But, I mean, I guess the person's talking about how they're bisexual, so they, I guess, not that it's different, but they want to explore something new.
Right.
That's kind of not at all, because, you know, usually if people are straight, you have a boyfriend, but you want to mess with other boyfriends.
Right.
But if you're bisexual, you have a boyfriend or girlfriend, and you want to go to the other side. So maybe he feels like he missed out on female relationships. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean.
But I hate when people, not when people, I feel like sometimes when people date men and female, sometimes people don't consider it cheating. Like, I know if, mostly for, I'll say for girls, since this is a guy, it's kind of different. But if a girl is bisexual, a lot of times guys will say, I don't care if you mess around with a girl.
Oh, really?
You know, like, I've heard a lot of guys say that. I mean, some of them say they wouldn't be happy about it. But they're like, I mean, if she said she did something with a girl, it's not a big deal. That's what I hear a lot.
Interesting.
And so when I do hear about people who are bisexual, I feel like a lot of times, at least for women, they kind of get a pass to, quote, cheat.
Right.
Because it's different.
Yeah.
So I wonder if it's like that in this situation.
I don't know.
I don't know if his boyfriend is gay or bisexual or what.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But I feel like it'd still make him insecure.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't think you should bring that up. And if he's not attracted to women, bringing one in the bedroom?
That's
gonna is that what he's saying? Did he say threesome or he just said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because then y'all both have to be bisexual, because just because you are doesn't mean he is.
Well, I mean, that means she just gets all the fun, right? Like, he gets to fuck a lady and fuck a man.
Yeah, so it's all about him.
So
it's not, I say don't, unless you don't really care about your partner anymore. But if you want to spice it up, I wouldn't say not care about your partner. But if you want to last, you're going to have to get rid of that mindset completely.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's always healthy to kind of talk about your sex life with your partner. If you're not satisfied, you might as well talk to them, especially if you're thinking about being with them for the long run. There's no reason to be awkward with that subject. If you're not satisfied in the bedroom, you need to talk to them and be like, hey, I don't know what we're going to do, but this ain't it.
No, I see saying that, but to ever imply that making it better would be to add another human being, to me, is where I cross the line.
Yeah.
To me, if you want to suggest things that y'all can do,
right,
that's fine. But I feel like once you start introducing a whole nother person, that's like a slap. That's just rude.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah, go ahead. If you want to spice things up in another way.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking that he's going to have a bigger issue because he's going for something that's completely not his boyfriend. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. So, I mean, that's where you're going to kind of evaluate it. And if it's just like, well, are you bored with the sex? Is that what the problem is?
Yeah.
Or is it more of like you just feel kind of tied down and do you really want to be with this person? Because, I mean, like, I don't know. I wouldn't feel comfortable knowing that my partner wanted to be with somebody else regardless.
Nope. Male or female.
Exactly.
That ain't it.
Yeah. Don't do it. Be with me or never.
And I'm not an I'm in general not an advocate for bringing anybody in the bedroom, even if that's what both people think they want. I do believe there are some people who can do it and move on.
Yeah.
But I feel like most people can't. You'll never. I heard it's never the same.
Oh.
I heard that before.
You have a lot of weird friends. Let's just be that.
I had a couple, this person wasn't my friend. It was somebody telling me a story about their friend, but they were saying that they did it and they were like, low key, it wasn't the same anymore because it's just awkward, even just with them. Because it's not good.
And that's the slogan for threesomes.
It's not good.
It's not good.
All right. Next question.
All righty. And we have one from Ivory from Carson City. She said, hey, press girls. My boyfriend just asked me to have a third in bed, and I'm actually interested in trying it. That was until I realized the girl he wants to be the third is someone I know likes him. I don't want her to have a chance at stealing him, but I already agreed to doing this. Any advice? Thanks. Ooh, girl. You gotta call it off, Hope.
It's over.
Yeah, hell no.
This is just an excuse for him to sleep with somebody that y'all know that he likes.
No.
What?
She likes him.
No, he obviously likes her. You gonna tell me, oh yeah, I know she likes me. I don't like her, but I'm willing to
bring
her
in the bed. I see what you're saying.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
And she likes him too.
That's sketchy.
I like I said, I don't think you should bring anybody into the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Tell him to bring a man in the bedroom. See what he says.
Ew.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're
going to say. Yeah, that's exactly what he's going to say.
Hell no.
They're all down for it until you say, oh, let's bring a guy in the bedroom. And then all of a sudden that's gay. It's going to be gay somewhere.
Right.
No matter what combination you do, honey.
It's going to be gay somewhere.
I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, you're not wrong. So...
But guys don't see that. They don't think, people think that if girls are together, a lot of guys, it's not gay.
Yeah,
it's all right, whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to say.
I mean, I guess, okay, so if you're open to having a third, if y'all
don't
both
do it.
Open.
Nope.
First of all.
Don't do it.
They're both open.
Nope.
So
he suggested it, and now she's convinced herself to do it. But continue. She's ready.
Right. So, I mean, I really think y'all should probably not do it, not move forward with that third who clearly has a crush on him.
Or a third at all.
Yeah, that's up to y'all. But I would definitely bring it up that you don't feel comfortable doing it with that person and that y'all need to find a different one. And if he has any kind of objections to it, let him know how you feel. And if he still is like not with it, then I really think you need to evaluate something in your relationship. Because if he knows that she has a crush on him, then it is a problem if he's not down to just try it with somebody else. We know that you think it's all a bad idea.
It's terrible.
But be open to that. Some people might like it. They might enjoy this. It might open them up to 90%
of people won't. I feel like the people who...
Wow.
I feel like people who do usually make those suggestions before the relationship starts. They're kind of already inclined to be that way. Mm. But to me, when you've been in a monogamous relationship of your whole life and then the man suggests it and then you're like, okay, yeah, maybe I'm down for it. I'm not convinced because usually when a man is suggesting it, it's not because he really just wants to experience something just new with other people. No, he just wants to have sex with somebody else, but make it legal. Mm-hmm. And then the women will kind of be like, okay, I'm down, until it's somebody that you don't want.
Yeah.
And then it's bad. And then I'm like, no, if you're really down, I don't think you care who it was, to be honest. But you're like, why does it matter who it is?
Why does it matter?
Because I mean, I know why, but I'm just saying, if you truly are open and you are don't care and you are ready to share your partner, why do you have to be so slow? I guess not your best friend, because it could be awkward if it's terrible. Mm. But I mean, if it's an acquaintance and she likes him, isn't that better for everybody else? Why not? Because it's bothering her.
Yeah.
And it's going to bother her regardless, whether it's this girl. It just bothers her more because she likes him. But obviously the girl that is going to be picked is going to have to find him attractive and like him to some extent.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if you really truly don't care and you're about that lifestyle, then I don't think it really matters who you pick. But if you're showing me that you're already having some reservations about it because you have to pick the right person, there's not going to be a right person to sleep with your man. I could tell you that right now. There's not the right person to sleep with y'all. I promise. No. Right.
Yeah.
Does that make sense, though? I mean, I know it's not that simple, but I'm kind of like, if it's already a big deal now.
Right.
And to me, you should never at least choose somebody who you know. Mm-hmm. So if a man is coming to you and choosing somebody that he knows, it's because he has a predisposition.
Why are you petting your head?
Because it's a pre. It's in his mind.
It's a predisposition.
In the back of his mind.
Right.
It's already in there. And then I have a red flag. Like, you've been looking at her like this the whole time, and you really brought the courage up.
I would be definitely upset.
I'm swinging. I don't know. If a guy really, truly came to me and asked me to do that, I might have to reevaluate the relationship because I feel like he should know me. And if he doesn't know me by now, that's just so sad.
Yeah.
You should know better.
Yeah. It depends on how long the relationship has been, too.
No.
I think so. Like, if y'all have been established for like 2 months and he is like,
He's already asking to sleep with other people.
But I mean, like, technically, like, what if he was already, like, feeling that way, but he didn't bring it up whenever y'all first started
dating?
Please
bring that up on the first date. If you like to sleep with other people while you're in a relationship, even with that person, that is a first date. Bring it up.
I don't think that's a
first date. I think you should bring a lot up on the first date. Fight me on that.
I don't think there's
like, do you plan on getting married eventually? No. Okay, well, I do, so let's not do this.
I don't think that's a first date topic, though. The first date's already awkward and stressful. I mean, I think that's probably like.
But I'm not gonna waste my time. I'm not gonna sit here and this man. I mean, you don't have to be like, do you want to get married to me? Just be like, oh, in the future, do you ever see yourself getting married?
Right.
And if he says no, then you know, good and well, that's your last date if you plan on getting married.
Yeah.
Or.
Yeah, I mean, like, I get what you're saying. Like, you don't want to waste your time. But it's also, like, I don't know, not an interview. It's supposed to be,
no,
like,
it's an interview.
I feel like it's supposed to be
more. This is the most important position in my life. And you think I'm not going to interview
Shut
on the first
up.
Date?
I think there's a room for those questions for sure before anything gets, like, too serious.
Like,
but
when?
I don't think it's the first date.
Which date?
I think it's, like, I don't know, after y'all get to know each other a little bit more.
I mean, I guess don't bring out the sheet, like, your resume, but.
Right. I feel like you should make sure that you actually think
if
this person's somebody.
You are a polygamist. Please,
oh my gosh,
don't waste my time.
Right.
I'm not doing that.
Right.
And I'm sure you're not going to put up with me not putting up with you.
Right.
So let's not.
Mm-hmm.
There are just certain things that you disclose.
Okay. Got you. And that brings us to our main topic.
I know. 30 minutes later.
Right. So, okay. First of all, thank you, everybody who sent in your emails. We do appreciate it. And again, you can send in your emails for a chance for us to read it on the show at presspodcast@gmail.com and have us rip apart your life decisions. We love it.
I love it so much. I'm only bettering you.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Phil. So... This week's episode is all about unconventional relationships, and we're talking more about, this week, sugar babies and age gaps, for sure.
Interesting. Yes, it's all under the umbrella. The age gap, whether it's an old man and a young consenting woman, or an old woman and a young
if there's an age gap of any kind.
Any kind with
more
consenting
than like,
adults,
right.
Because clearly there's, as you
cases.
Stated earlier,
yeah.
an issue. Can we just come back to that real quick?
Sure.
I just would like to touch on this a little bit more. People are really wilding.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's crazy how, like, people deflect. So I did watch, because I watched Phil DeFranco and this other guy named Mr. Gigi, and they both talked about the situation. But they were showing clips of her video where she tries to, like, kind of, what is it called? Deflect, I guess, more of, like, what her situation is. She's like, y'all are really worried about us, and we love each other, and there's people out there getting murdered and being beat by their parents. No,
oh,
bitch.
So this is bad, but not that bad?
Right. Mm. Exactly. So it's just like, no, honey, you need to stop what you're doing, because you're a grown-ass woman dating a child.
That's my thing, is especially for women.
Because
I know men can be, men always like younger, and I'm not saying like a 19-year-old boy needs to go after a 13, 14-year-old girl.
Right.
But I'm saying it's definitely, men are very like visual creatures.
Right.
Men are very immature.
Mm-hmm.
So if a man is going after a younger woman, it's generally not crazy. But when I see a grown woman going after somebody who's clearly barely going through puberty,
right,
that makes me concerned about her mental state.
Yeah.
Because we're already more mature.
Mm-hmm.
So we already need to kind of date up and age a little bit.
Yeah.
Not always, but you're going to go 14?
That's scary.
Has he lost all his teeth?
Right.
He's going to be wiggling his teeth. It's just like, come on.
Yeah.
He's going to get some teeth pulled out. Like, what's going on?
It's weird. It's strange. And it's just like, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't really understand how they're able to normalize it in a way where the mom is like, oh, it's okay. But I think there's like already a stigma against like men being taken advantage by women, because like in SVU and shit like that, like I love that show. And there's like plenty of cases where, and even in real life, where like teachers will take, young female teachers will take advantage of young boys, and they'll be like, he did it. He got lucky. He got a hottie.
Yes.
So they don't see it as something that's like inherently bad. Right. It's like, wow, you got lucky, dude. Like you got an older woman who
like,
is
wow,
hot.
You better tap that. Da-da-da.
Exactly.
Wasn't there a movie? Adam Sandler made a movie based off that.
Mm.
Have you? I haven't seen it and I don't know what it's called, but it was pretty recent, like a year or two ago. But it's like the whole point is he impregnated his teacher when he was in middle school.
What the fuck?
His son tries to find him later in life. Something weird.
That's
I don't know.
Gross.
But it's a comedy. Because it's funny when a little, and when a child, it like gets in with an older woman. Mm-hmm. But if the roles were reversed, mm-hmm. it's not funny.
Yeah. And it's crazy to think, like, I mean, even with the whole like Terry Crews situation where he talked about how he was assaulted by mm-hmm. a man, like everybody made it a joke. And it's just like men being assaulted isn't a thing. And mm-hmm. it is pretty sad whenever, I don't know, it's so blatant and out there that, I mean, even his mom is like okay with it. It's normalized in a way that it shouldn't be. Like, she is 19 years old, and she, I don't care how mature a 14-year-old, he's never going to be on that level of being an adult. He's not there yet.
No.
So it's just like, you're taking advantage of that child for what? For your own gain? You're not helping him. You're not mentoring him, if you want to say anything.
Oh, yikes.
Right. It's just like, you're taking advantage of a child. You're robbing him of his childhood where he could be fucking playing outside in the park, bitch. Like, what do you mean? It's so weird.
You know, he's like a freshman in high school. She's like
a freshman in college, a sophomore in college.
But if you think about it, when it's reversed,
mm-hmm.
I knew a lot of girls. And
yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I knew a lot of 14-year-old girls dating 21-year-old men.
Yeah, it's creepy.
And that was actually more okay. It almost seems creepier. Not that it's okay, because I know we just said that
mm-hmm.
it's more funny, or it's funnier when it's like a boy mm-hmm. with a woman. But it's also just, a man is expected to just, oh, he dates those high school. Like, there's always those guys that still date high school girls,
yeah.
still stick around high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then the little 14-year-old girls who try to be grown and bigger than what they were. And that
it's
was normal.
Creepy.
Or even when freshman girls would date senior guys.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big gap for that age. Obviously, as you get older, 4 years isn't a big deal.
Right.
But when I'm just got done being 13
mm-hmm.
and he's 18.
Just got done being 13.
Yeah. He's 18, about to go to college. Like, that's kind of creepy.
That's scary.
Two years from 12.
Right. No, ma'am. No. That's scary. And, like, I think a lot of it has to do with, like, the parents. Like, I know you can't, like, control everything your child does, but I'm pretty sure if I came home at, you know, 14 and I had a 17-year-old boyfriend, my parents would have a big problem with it.
Yeah.
That's not what's going to happen.
No. Because we all know what 17-year-old boys and girls are doing.
Yeah. And so it's just like a no. I'm sorry. It's inappropriate. And like, y'all, yes, you have to wait until that age gap doesn't seem gross. I'm sorry. When they're 18 and you're like 24, go for it. But don't do it when she's 14, dude. What do you mean?
That's... Why?
There
are fish in the sea,
right?
Everywhere,
right?
And you're out here picking
mm-hmm.
little shrimps.
You know what's
little shrimps?
You know what is kind of weird though, is in Twilight. Have you read that series?
Yes, I have.
And you know how Jacob imprinted on their child when she was a child?
Can we talk about this?
That's basically the same thing.
Let's talk.
She
about
was
this.
A baby, and he was like, "That's my soulmate." That's fucking gross.
He's
back
waiting
the fuck
for
up.
Her.
That's gross.
He's waiting.
I mean,
for
as
her.
Long as he doesn't do anything in between where he's waiting for her, fine, I guess.
But it is still weird.
It's
to
weird.
Look at a baby.
Because they try
and go, that's it.
I know.
I found it.
Right? It's weird. Like, and like, that's how she was kind of describing it too. She's like, you know, like, love knows no age.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, the wall does, actually.
Now it does.
So it's just, it's weird how they try to romanticize it. Mm-hmm. And they're like, it's love. Like, I love this person. Love them a little bit more when they're older, please. Like,
just wait.
Just wait.
Exactly. Why not wait? Let's say, you know what? She did think that this 14-year-old was cute and wants
is the
to
man
date
of
him.
Her dreams. Yes.
Just wait till he's 18.
Is the boy of her dreams. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Just wait.
Just wait.
Just wait for him to grow up. I don't think that you should really be a part of his life at all until he's grown.
No, that's creepy. I've never looked at a pubescent or barely, like, not even, I might be like, oh, he's cute, like, adorable.
Yeah, look at the little baby.
But I could never fathom going, that's my man. Like, I need who looks like a man.
Right.
Who has facial hair, like, actual not facial hair.
Not who's going through puberty with their voice cracking.
He has, like,
that's
one
not
little
attractive.
Hair on his chin. Right. Talking like a grown man.
Right.
Who's,
it's
who
weird.
Can lead, like, I don't know, I'm like that person, I like when a man kind of leads the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my preference.
Mm-hmm.
And a child could not do that.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, right. I need a grown man to make man decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, you have to drive him everywhere.
Yeah, bitch, you have to carpool.
You can't
you
even drive.
Take his right. You gotta wait for him to
he's
get
taking
out of school.
You out his mom's money.
Fuck,
what's
no.
going on?
Right.
What's going on?
I don't get it.
The fact that his parents co-signed this.
Yeah, that's scary.
I want to see if they last, though, because you know there was also that case where, what was it? The teacher fell in love with her middle school student.
Mm-hmm.
She went to prison or mm-hmm. jail or whatever. She was pregnant, and then when they got out and he was of age, they ended up getting married, and they were mm-hmm. together for like 20 more years.
Oh wow.
And had another kid.
Oh, wow.
That, I'm like, what is going on here?
That's weird.
They were like, in love, love.
In love,
yeah,
love.
I saw, yeah. You didn't see my air quotes. They were like, in love, right. Like, what's going on? Yeah. Like, because obviously they stayed together.
That's brainwashing to the max, my dude.
I'm so confused.
It is.
Because it's, on one hand, you know, I'm thinking the minor is, usually when the minor comes out of it, I think they realize I was, what was I doing?
Right.
But to wait for her to come out of jail, continue to marry her.
Yeah. Because I mean, like, I wonder how everybody was reacting around him. Like, his parents? Good job. Like, you did it. You got her pregnant. Fuck yeah, dude. You fucked her. What? It's, yeah. So I wonder if, like, he got praised for what was happening to him for
his
abuse.
Not his family. Right? I could see his friends. Mm-hmm.
So I mean, like, if he's, like, thinking that it's not that big of a deal, like, it's a, like, you know, a good thing, then why not wait? If you, because like in that young of an age, those people have a big influence on you. They can say that this is love. Like, I love you. Exactly.
You don't know what it is.
So they're brainwashed because they're children. That's what it comes down to. And what did you say last time? Like, this isn't a, like, what, a partnership?
It's a democracy. Tyranny.
It's a democracy. No, nobody votes.
No, nobody votes in this.
Right. So it's basically just another form of control. And it's a little weird.
Well, yeah, they're no longer together. Mm-hmm. They did divorce. Oh. I don't know why, but. Obviously, that and wasn't that
right because their kids were like, "How'd y'all meet? Oh, in school. Oh, y'all went to college together. No, she was my teacher.
She's clearly like 30 years older than him. Yeah, we met in school. Is that so?
Right. Oh, God.
But okay, let's get away from the obvious illegal things.
Right, and let's talk a little bit more about age gaps that are legal.
Yes. So this is when I think of Hugh Hefner and his
plethora of
women. Yes. Now. In that case, I don't think the women really liked him.
No.
So I'm not, I don't want to talk about that.
Right. Weird how, like, you know, when they see like an older man with a younger woman, it's always like, oh, money. That's what everybody thinks.
Yes.
So
yeah, we can get away from that because we'll get into that in a second with the sugar baby
with
thing.
Sugar babies.
Mm-hmm. But I do want to talk about, I've seen a couple documentaries on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I think it was on Barcroft. Go look at it. They have a lot of good documentaries. Anyway. And I saw a couple of them. It was just an older man with a younger woman. Uh-huh. I didn't really see any reverse. But anyway, older man, younger woman, but he's not rich. They're just regular normal. And so the age gap, usually the girls, there's two different videos. The girls were about like 25 at the time that they filmed. And then the man was, I think, late 50s, early 60s. And so that was an interesting dynamic because they were... Well, one girl just kind of dated older men, and so she just settled down with one. But the other girl, they just fell in love. I forgot how they met, but they just kind of met, and he was like a security guard or something, and I guess they really were in love. But it's just so weird because I couldn't fathom that. He was like the grandfather. And then one of the girls, he was the same age as like her grandpa.
Oh.
And they were all getting along swell. And
I bet. Because they
were the same age.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And so it just was so weird. But they said they really cared about each other and whatever. So, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I don't have a problem. If y'all love each other and y'all are both consenting adults, sure. Be with who you want to be. If age really has nothing to do with it, sure. I guess being in an age gap relationship, you do get a lot of criticism from the outside. I mean, like, a lot of people are probably going to be like, oh, well, you're just with him or her for money. Because, I mean, I guess the whole assumption is that the older person is rich and they're taking care of the younger person. But like what you said, they're both like normal.
Yeah, they were middle class. Yeah. I mean, he was like a security guard and I don't think they make that much money. Mm-hmm. I don't think he does that anymore. But yeah. I mean, that's how they met and they kind of lived in a house. And the other girl, I mean, kind of the same thing. But I guess, I mean, like you said, I honestly don't care.
Right.
For me, I couldn't imagine finding things not in common.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But in common. I mean, I'm sure you could both like sports, but just the way that we talk today, the way our slang, our references are completely different than what a baby boomer is saying and doing and using and how they think. And so I just feel like I couldn't be they're older. We can't get hip. But I guess it's deeper than I'll ever know.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't care. I mean, do what you want. But I guess I couldn't wrap my mind around
being with somebody who was. Yeah.
And then intimately.
Yeah. Right.
Like, let's be old together and we both look gross.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Right.
Oh, love that.
but you just look
let's
gross.
Age poorly together.
That's what happened.
Right. But I mean, yeah.
Both of them. Oh, sorry.
Continue. No, go ahead.
I was saying both of them were saying that the love life was great. So I guess Viagra's still selling off the shelves.
Sure. Right.
There's no way those men weren't winded.
There's no way. Unless he's like in top tier shape. Mm-hmm. Top tier. No pot belly, nothing. Top tier.
They weren't. Mm-hmm. One of them, he was a little bigger. Uh-huh. And the other one, he was like really skinny. Not that skinny people or big people can't, you know, get it on. But I'm just saying, I don't think they're pushing for an hour.
Right. So, I mean, it's weird to think about that. Because, I mean, this one guy at my job, he's like in his 40s. And you even know who Reptar was. I was like, you never watched the Rugrats? He's like, I think we were, you know, raised in different times. It's like, yikes. Oh, you're fucking right. Like, so how do you, I mean, there has to be an understanding that, yeah, there's going to be some things that we'll just never really get.
Yes. And I think one person has to be kind of like the other. It's like when I think when interracial people date, somebody's kind of like the other culture more than the other.
Let's make it clear that we are both biracial children.
So I can talk about this all I want. But right. You know what I mean? Sometimes when you see an interracial couple and you interact with them, you can tell culturally, and this is generalized, but sometimes I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, that person leans towards this culture a little bit more, or the other person leans that way. So I could see how they get along because they have stuff in common.
Sure.
I mean, not all the time, but yeah. I seen it. So maybe one person's kind of got an old soul or one got a young soul and it kind of works that way.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's weird.
But it did beg the question because, you know, one couple did have a child. They had a baby.
Yeah. So like what's going to happen? Mm-hmm.
And he did have other kids that are like 30.
The age of what he was dating? Or younger?
Yeah, basically. His wife was, I think, a little bit younger than his daughter or something.
And that has to be a weird family dynamic.
That's weird. But yeah, and he just has a newborn. So, of course, they had to talk about he's not going to be around for that much longer.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. He's 65.
Grandpa. No, I'm your dad.
No, daddy. And so she's going to have, the lady's going to have to be left alone, most likely. Yeah. Like, in the next 10, 20 years, he probably won't be around. Like, she might very well be. And so, but she's prone to dating older men. So I'm like, she's just going to keep going through old men.
I guess so.
Until she finally is, she's up there now. And
age, then what, who does she date then?
The cemetery.
Right? She's like, I need someone older. And I'm only attracted to old men.
Yikes. But then the other couple, he got a vasectomy.
Mm-hmm. So he can't have kids.
Yeah. They were trying to reverse it because I think you can, but he's older and all that other stuff. So the doctor was like, she's in her prime, but he's not. And so he's like, it's going to be very difficult for them to get pregnant. So they had to talk about
alternatives. Yeah, real life stuff.
Getting a sperm donor. And the guy was like, yeah, I'm open to it. And I'm like, well, then is it weird to get a sperm donor, but he's low-key a grandpa? And then you're like, no, I know your dad is someone we don't know, but this is really your dad. And he's like, dead. And
no,
oh,
it's
man.
Not.
Mom, it's really not. Right? He barely raised me.
Right.
Where's my real dad?
Right.
But anyway, so it was just, that was interesting too, because obviously if you're older, I think men can have kids pretty much whenever.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it does get a little bit more difficult as they get older, especially if they have a vasectomy or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was interesting.
Right. I mean, it does bring it up because, I mean, like, usually when you're with somebody, you know, you want to start doing things. And sometimes that means starting a family. And that means,
especially when you're younger.
Right.
That's the time.
Exactly. So that means that somebody's usually getting pregnant. I mean, you can always adopt and have children that way. So that's, I guess, a workaround from that. Mm. But I mean, it does make it difficult to be like, okay, well, if we do bring a child into this life and you're dead and like 20 years maybe,
yeah, if that.
Right. So I mean, like, it's just like you're kind of putting yourself up in a situation where you're gonna need support, because I mean, raising a kid by yourself is hard. It's going to be hard work, and even raising a kid with a grandpa is hard.
Like, no, you can't run around, can't play with the kids.
So it's just like, I don't know, do they consider that at all? I mean, if they're not prone to like being like, I want to have a family, then are they cool with that? But then it brings and like other people in their life, like, oh, what about his previous family? Like, if he had one. So like if his kids are like a little bit older than you, but you're their stepmom, does that not make things difficult for you bonding with their family?
They probably don't like you.
Right.
I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't like it if my dad brought home like a 25-year-old girl and I'm like 30.
Right.
I'm
hell like, no.
What are you doing?
Dad, go no. home. Divorce, go home. So, I mean, it's just, it's weird. Like, you do have to think about, I mean, I get it. You love this person, sure. But you also have to think about, like, how that's going to affect them in the long run. Like, if you do care about somebody, let them go, right?
Yeah, let your kid go.
Right.
Just die. Just <kidding. laughs> take that
just
out.
Pass on.
Just pass. Do it already. But yeah, yeah, so it does bring questions. But then if it's reversed, because I've seen other ones where the woman was older,
yeah,
and she can't have children. Usually, right, like when you're 50,
except
you're
for
done.
Janet Jackson.
She has money.
Oh, right? Yeah, right.
Most of us don't have money, mm-hmm, right? And even then, I'm sure, mm-hmm, that's a lot. But anyway, he was a billionaire. So
anyways,
she probably had a uterus transplant, to be honest. When you're rich, anything's possible. But for most people, when you're 50,
yeah,
if you go through menopause, whatever, you're done.
Yeah.
So that's interesting because sometimes the boys would be like, yeah, you know, I always thought about raising a family. Mm-hmm. But one is either too old or they're too old and they already did.
Yeah.
And they're done. They're like, yeah, I already did that. I don't really have a need to.
I already have three kids and they're your age.
Yeah,
you're actually their friend. That's how we met.
But anyway, yeah, so I just think that that is a big dynamic. So I feel like it's obviously not impossible, but mm-hmm, y'all definitely have to be on the same page, mm-hmm, about kids and stuff like that. Even more so than a couple the same age.
Yeah, for sure. Because, basically, there's already like half of your life already gone. And like the whole point of like being with somebody is like you want to share your life, mm-hmm, with them. And then
that's
you're like,
true.
Well, you're dying.
So. Well, you're dying, old man.
Bye.
But so, it's true. Yeah, you want to grow old together and experience life together.
Yeah,
and
but what do you do if somebody's already old? They're already growing old, right?
They had their chance.
Right. Damn.
Anyway.
So, I don't know. I was reading this one article where it's called 10 Real Couples with a significant Age Difference Share How They Make Their Relationship Work. And this is on Business Insider. No, it's on This Is Insider. Sorry. So this one was basically saying that they have to agree to disagree. She said successfully agreeing to shut up. It's been a long day. Ooh. Successfully agreeing to disagree when necessary has helped our marriage thrive as well. Albert and I fully acknowledge that we may not have 50 years together, so we are on a mission to make as many fond memories as possible with one another and our children, and eventually their spouses and children. She's 48 and he is 61. So,
how many years is that?
Nine, it's like 10. 13?
Yeah, 13 years. Mm-hmm. That's not horrific.
No, but at that point in age where he's 61, mm-hmm, she's 48, it is a little bit harder because,
he's
closer to the end.
To death.
So, you're like forcing things, which could be good, like if y'all don't fight as often, you're able to like really live life to the fullest. Because Tristan works at the hospital and he's seen people who are like in their 30s and they just got married and one of them's dying. So things do happen where people are going to be wiped out of your lives forever and you may not have the knife. I know.
Forever.
Yeah, death. They're dying.
Oh my God.
So it does kind of put that in forefront where we should be appreciative of the people we have in our moments when we do, because we don't know when they're going to be gone. And it's kind of forcing you to realize that in this relationship that you kind of put on yourself, mm-hmm, of like, well, we have to stop fighting because I love this person and they're knocking on death's door. So I get it. Like I see the positive of that where you're like, okay, well, I'm more appreciative of my partner. Mm-hmm. But then it's like in reality, like it's going to suck.
Because you can still do that.
Right.
With another relationship.
Exactly. So it's just
Yeah. But hey.
Yeah.
I know when you really love somebody, you're willing to do whatever. So,
exactly.
If you really truly care about somebody, then y'all will make it work. You just have to, come to that understanding. But I always wonder, what do you do when that person has passed away and you're probably like 38,
right?
And then do you keep dating older men? Like I know that one girl she dated an older man before that guy,
mm-hmm,
and then the other girl, that was the first guy she dated that was that old,
uh-huh,
and so I'm like, what would you do if you were dating and, mm-hmm, a guy showed you his ex,
mm-hmm,
and she's like 52? I'm not gonna lie, I might question it. Is that wrong?
No, okay, because I do have a friend that I work with, and she is dating this guy, and his ex, like, they're, I think, like, 26, both of them are. But his ex is, like, 34. And before, like, looking at all the other exes, he's only been dating, like, light-skinned women, and she's not light-skinned women. Mm-hmm. Not light-skinned women. She's not a light-skinned woman. So she's like, should I be, like, insecure Like, am I really what you want? But then she said something about like his Pinterest is like all of like dark skinned chocolate women. And that's what she is. And she's like, he really did manifest me. He's like, this is a picture that he really wanted. And it was like a woman with braids and she was dark. And that's her. And but I mean, do you not look at previous experiences and be like, why did you
do that?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's safe to say everyone stalks the ex.
Right.
I do. Well, because number one, I'm being just curious. But two, who do you choose? It's a big teller on who you decide to date and be with.
Right.
And so not that I'm saying just because you're with an older person means you're a terrible human being.
Right.
But I would be kind of like, that's weird.
Right.
Is that what you like, though?
Right. Are you even attracted to me?
Right. You know what I mean? Like, that would probably make me feel really uncomfortable.
Right.
And I'm not sure why, because I guess it shouldn't really matter. But it would bother me if a guy was like, yeah, this is my ex. Her name's Ethel. She's 82. What? All right, we're done.
Gotta go. I think that's my grandma.
Actually?
we actually met at her funeral. So, yikes.
Oh, you damn. Snatched her. There was a story that happened once. Something like, it was like a funeral for the grandpa, and the grandma met like a 17-year-old boy who was her grandson's friend. And no, they started dating.
Okay.
That's true. But anyway, so.
That's fucking weird.
Moving along.
But I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, the people who you are attracted to in the past, like, does that not have any effect of, like, your future relationships?
I guess not. Yeah, because I don't want to sit here and say you have to date the same type of person.
Right.
And it does kind of scare me when you do date the same type of person.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm so picky. I don't want you to date the same copy girl, and then I'm one of those same copy girls.
Right.
But I also don't want you to date, like, the same girl, and then I'm different than all the other girls. Like, I just want you to just date who you like. But I guess, is it wrong to have a type?
I don't know.
Physically?
I mean, I think where my problem with, like, types is when, like, somebody is like, oh, well, I would never date a black woman because they're loud. I'm only attracted to white women, which I've seen on Facebook, and he's a black man. I'm like, bitch, don't you have black mamas? Like, what do you
probably
mean?
Probably black kids, too. He just
right.
runs his mouth.
Exactly. So I'm like, that's where I draw a line where I think it's a little bit problematic. Exactly.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, if you have a type, then I don't think it verbally needs to be expressed. I think you just date that person.
You just do it.
Exactly. But I mean, I don't know. If you are different from what all of his other exes have looked like, it would make me feel like, ooh.
It would low-key make me feel
right.
Like,
well,
insecure.
What's different about me? Like, why did you decide to, I guess, switch teams? I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
it's always like, wow, like, it's like a big shot. I'm like, well, your personality is so great. And you're like, oh, I'm not cute. You know
so
what I mean?
I'm ugly. Got you.
That's what I would think. I'd be like, dang, is he really not attracted to me? But I'm, like, our personalities are so great. He's like, I'm willing to put up with this potato.
Maybe you know she'll turn into a fry.
A fry. A curly cheese fry.
Right?
But yeah, I would be like, it's probably because my personality is so great. There's nothing worse than hearing that.
Yeah,
she was beautiful, but you have a great personality.
Right.
No one wants to hear that.
Right.
Men, take, please.
Take note.
Take note. Tell her personality is great, but follow up within you're beautiful too.
Right.
Don't, oh my gosh.
Please don't just fall on the personality thing.
Oh my gosh,
I mean, Tristan's type has been mostly small Hispanic women, and I am neither. So
neither am I. Like 10 feet tall.
Right? I'm like, yeah, he was really into like short girls. I think it's because he's also short, so he wanted to, you know, feel tall. I'm always going to be coming for Tristan's height.
Oh.
But I mean, like, I'm the first black woman Tristan's ever dated. And so it is like a little weird. He clearly has a thing for girls' names with K, though. So maybe that's where he's looking. He's like, what's her first name? Let's start there. But I mean, like, I don't know. I guess I've felt that before whenever we were first starting to date. I'm like, I don't know. Am I really like your type? Like, why are you here? What are your intentions with me? So, I mean, like, I get how it could be like a little weird looking back on your current relationships, exes, because I mean, it is showing like what they were attracted to, or maybe it's showing what they were going through at that time.
Yeah. Well, I know my boyfriend, I think he said I'm like the tallest girl. He's dated.
Damn.
The rest are like 5'2". And I'm like, yikes.
So were you tired of like squatting or what?
Did you realize your sons were going to be 5'6"?
Right.
We're going to make the basketball. Like, right. Sorry, that's so rude.
Damn.
But no, I kind of, now that it made me feel insecure, I was like, oh, like I'm never going to be that like cute little like, I'm at your chest. No, I'm, like, at his eyes.
Right.
Probably, like, a little shorter. You know what I mean? Like, I'm never going to, you're never going to tower me.
Yeah.
But then I flip it and I go, you will never be able to tower me. Tower over me. You're just going to be so short. Maybe I need a taller man. You flipping on him. Do you need a short girl or do I need a taller man?
Right. Honestly.
Yikes.
But back to age gap relationships.
Yeah, back to the point of
this whole conversation.
This whole thing.
Right. So, I mean, I was reading a lot of articles that had to do with, like, how they're making things work. And a lot of it is, like, accepting each other's differences. And, like, I guess kind of knowing, I guess acknowledging that there is an age gap. Not pretending that there isn't one and being able to kind of negotiate that relationship because of it. Because, I mean, a lot of them were like, yeah, at first, like, I guess it was a big deal, but, like, now it's not. Like, there's other things that bother me more than our age gap, like the way that he, I don't know, eats his breakfast. I don't know. Yikes. So, I mean, like,
that'd be pretty bad if they shoot things. I know he's 82, but damn.
I wish he would have put in his fucking dentures.
He's like slobbering. Can't eat, that poor man.
Oh my god.
Continue.
So I mean, like, a lot of it kind of just highlights, I think, a lot of what, like, reading this article is kind of, I guess, highlighting what you should be doing in relationships anyway. So
just it's, I'm like, it shouldn't be that different from a regular one, other than you push him around in his wheelchair.
Fuck. So I mean, I guess what it is, it's kind of like highlighting, it's taking in scope because you're not going to have a lot of time with this person. And, like, we should be thinking that way anyways, like I said before. So, I mean, it's talking about, like, compromising and taking my time for myself in a relationship. And I think a lot of people kind of absorb all of their free time with the other person and they don't take time for themselves and they don't realize that there is a separate entity between me and that other person I'm in a relationship with. And it's okay to have different life goals. So,
or lifespans.
Damn. Burn. How many times are we going to make jokes about how these are fucking old people?
I couldn't resist. Okay.
Literally fucking old people. So.
Didn't take you long at all.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, I think in that aspect, it does kind of bring us to kind of look into our own relationships of, okay, what can we do better? Like, pretend like maybe Tristan is actually 82. So maybe I should think about our relationship in a different way. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of like the highlight I
just
can find.
Maybe.
Wow. But yeah, so I think that's what I've kind of learned looking into articles with age gaps. But yeah.
Okay. So let's go into a slightly different direction, an age gap, but this is where we get into the stereotypical sugar daddy, sugar mama, whatever relationship where it's not necessarily about love because if there wasn't money in it, they wouldn't be together.
Mm-hmm.
But I still would consider it a relationship because you're still hanging out. You're still intimate. So it may not be what's it called? Monogamous. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not.
Okay.
But I would still consider it a form of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, this can go on and on. Some girls claim they don't do anything sexual.
Yeah.
Which I don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
Some say they do. Mm-hmm. Some say they have many sugar daddies, sugar mamas.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say sugar daddies because that's what it mostly is. But and then some say they only have one. Mamas. And then these men will just give them money and they come over. But the way they get around it is because people are like, oh, isn't this a form of prostitution?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, no, they're exchanging their time. They're exchanging time for money, not sex. I'm like, whatever.
They're
I mean, and honestly, if that's what you want to do, go off. But let's be honest. Her personality, not that great. His personality, not that great.
What? Yeah. So, okay, I have this article where it says, where in the world sugar daddies thrive, why, and what's being done about it?
What's being done? Are they being arrested? Are they being reprimanded?
Is it time that we put in a law? This is on bigthink.com. So I was reading a little bit about this, and it says that a Google search for sugar daddy will reveal an entire industry dedicated to this unique form of dating. The largest such site is at Seeking Arrangements, which is, according to Business Insider, has 10 million clients.
Clients?
Mm-hmm.
So not, wait, is that rich men or is that sugar, like, people in general?
I think that's people in general.
Because I feel like a client is somebody who pays you money.
Yeah.
So who pay? No, but the girls don't pay to be on the website, do they?
I don't know. I'm not really sure how Seeking Arrangements works, if it's kind of like Tinder where, like, it's both people on there, or if it's like, oh, here's a plethora of women, and like the man gets to pick, and then that's whenever she's revealed who picked her.
I think it's both, but yeah. we'll find out.
So it does say that 2.5 million of seeking arrangements matched babies are self-identified as students, with 1 million of those being in the U.S. alone.
Oh, Lord.
Damn.
We win at something. This right. is what it is.
So, right, it says, finding a sugar daddy can be the only solution a student finds in the face of a mounting higher education tab. With tuition steadily rising, Americans owed $1.3 trillion in student loan debt in June 2017.
Wow.
Yeah. And it said something about, like, so the sugar daddy business is booming, especially in 2014. And in the southern U.S., one school in particular, the University of Texas at Austin,
yikes,
saw a 227% increase in the number of its sugar babies between 2013 and 2014.
There?
In 1 year, good it jumped Lord. Up to 200.
So somebody was through the grapevine.
Yeah. Spread. Because, I mean, like, okay, Austin, there's a lot of, like, businesses, you know, there's a lot of startups and a lot of rich people do
there
live
is
there.
It's, that's why it's so expensive down there. People yeah. from California need to stop coming over here. Stay over there. I know your economy is not great, and right. I know your house is $1 million and you only have one bedroom, but stay over there.
Yeah. So I mean, I get why it's thriving, because I mean, if you're looking at it strictly for making money, like mm-hmm. I know a lot of people at my school were sugar babies, mm-hmm. like it, because going to school is expensive.
It is.
And like, even like just living your personal life in Austin is expensive, like that's going true. Out and everything. So, I mean, I get why there is a need for sugar babies and sugar daddies, yes. because it's expensive and we're already, you know, tied down with all of our debt in this race of life. So mm-hmm. we're already like at a pretty bad starting place.
Yeah. And then,
but I mean, we did make the decision.
Pay your other bills.
Right? So.
But, and then also the need on the men's part. Because yeah. I think a lot of people think, oh, the woman needs the money, but
mm-hmm.
he needs to have a younger woman, to yeah. be honest. Because obviously he could find a woman his own age.
Yeah.
But he wants to specifically find a younger woman, and he's willing to pay lots of money mm-hmm. just for her to hang around. What kind of need is that?
Yeah. So in this one, it says, in the same article, it says, according to the site's Alexis Germany, this is her quote, some of the sugar daddies have that white knight scenario where they really want to be helping somebody and saving them from their debt, or whatever you want to call it, end quote. So that is what one of her, I guess, one of the popular trends is on that website, Seeking Arrangements, is that they feel bad and they want to help, but also get their back scratched.
I don't believe that they really care about helping. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think in some part of it, like, yeah, I'm helping somebody out, but it makes them feel better for them spending that much money on a woman.
Yeah.
Doesn't it make you feel better like, oh, I'm not just giving it to her to do whatever. I'm helping this woman get her education.
Right.
And in the meantime, she's going to sleep with me. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? I feel like it makes them feel better
mm-hmm.
than like, yeah, because a lot of them, I think probably, I know a lot of sugar daddies, some of them cheat on their wives. Mm-hmm. I feel like it makes them feel better when it's for good cause.
Right.
Because honestly,
it's for charity.
Let's be honest. Even if these women didn't need the money for school,
yeah.
they're still going to pay these women to hang out with them.
Yeah.
Because these women are not going to be seen with these men
yeah.
unless you have money. So we can pretend it's because it's for charity, but it's not. It's just a little perk to make you feel better about yourself. But
fuck.
Go off. I mean, that's really what it is. They wouldn't be here if there was no money. And the man wouldn't be there if there was no goody-goody.
I mean, you're not wrong. There has to be an exchange of something. And the way that you dress it up is, I guess, to each his own. This is an article where it says an ex-sugar baby reveals four things people always get wrong about the job. And
it's
this
not
is
always
on
about
Insider.
Sex. It's probably one.
Yeah, it is.
I really liked him and his old ass.
So it says being a sugar baby isn't all about receiving extravagant gifts.
Well, obviously not. You have to...
Yeah. So she said, being in a sugar, many people are quick to make the assumption that because there are gifts involved, being in a sugar baby daddy relationship is equivalent to sex work.
It could, if you're having sex with him and if he stopped giving you money and you would stop having sex with him, then you are engaging in some kind of sex. Now, yeah. if he could be broke and you'd still be with him,
that's love.
That's different. But if he's not going to pay you if there's no sex, and you're not going to be around there if he's not paying you to have sex,
yeah,
it's a form
What's
of sex
called?
Work.
Exactly.
But why are you so mad about it? Just own mm-hmm. it and do what you want. It's legal sex work. You found a loophole. Congrats.
Yeah. She says their ex-sugar baby says, being a sugar baby is just another way of dating with some practical application.
Like money for sex.
So she said Sarah Kate was disillusioned with her dating prospects and the job she had lined up after graduation. She thought that using the app seeking arrangements could help her escape the monotony she saw as pervasive in post-grad life. Besides, she had always preferred older men to her hookup happy college classmates, so seeking out a daddy seemed like a natural choice. So sugar babies don't always have sex with their sugar daddies.
No, I don't believe that.
Yeah, so this is
In certain, like, sometimes I've seen like an 86-year-old man, uh-huh. He can't move. I think he just wants I think he does just want a pretty woman. Oh, you know what I mean? God. Like, you know,
I just want some company
on his deathbed, and yeah, maybe. But come on, like, I saw this one documentary mm-hmm. that followed a couple different sugar babies and sugar daddies. Mm-hmm. One of them, he was Mormon. He's like, we do not engage in sexual activity. They were like on vacation in the Bahamas. He's like, we don't have sex. That is against my religion. And he was this creepy little Mormon guy. And sorry, that was rude, but he was creepy and he happened to be Mormon. Sorry.
And he it's was not just that all Mormon men are creepy, creepy, but he just happened creepy. To be both.
Well, and he was trying to play off the whole, we're not, and she's like this black woman. Not that that's bad, but I always notice older white men love black women. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, y'all not, you going to look at me and tell me you not have sex with her? Mm-hmm. No, we don't have sex at all. Mm-hmm. I respect his relationship. I would believe her if she was like, nah, like, I'm just taking this money. But I don't believe him. There's no way that you and this woman so are going on a from her holy perspective, retreat.
Would it be different? Like, no. If she was like,
no, true, no, because I feel like I'd believe a girl more. Mm-hmm. But if a guy says it, I'm like, so you're telling me that you're taking this girl to the Bahamas? And y'all are sleeping in the same bedroom.
Yeah.
But y'all are not having sex. Right. And you brought her because why?
Right. What's the point?
What's the point? Bring your... I'm sure he has kids. Bring your kids to the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
He's like, but they're not as good to look at. And I can't look at my kids like that.
I was just like, come on. But when a guy says it, I'm like, really? Mm-hmm. Her personality is slightly above cardboard. Damn. You're not going to sit here and tell me she's just that fun to hang out. Because they're mm-hmm. like... A lot of times they're just these overly bubbly women who are decent at conversation. Mm-hmm. But... I mean, you can tell it's pretty surface level. I don't think they're talking about, you know, the big afterlife things, or right. what's going on.
Do you believe in aliens? You know, the important things.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But that's why I'm just kind of like, I don't believe that. Do I think there are some people who do? Obviously, somebody's mm-hmm. going to not do it. But for the most part, I think it's dumb. I think that's just their way of feeling better about themselves. Once again, like, oh, no, if I'm having sex for money, that's prostitution. And I don't want to be known as that. So, no, we don't. We just hang out.
Yeah.
So you're telling me there are men who are willing to pay women. To just
I'll do hang that
out.
Job.
I'll do that.
Right.
Here's He's going to take resume. Me out to eat. Mm-hmm. I do believe there are some men who will just do dates and hang out, mm-hmm. but that money is significantly less.
Yeah.
Like, I know other women, the men would be like, all right, like, when are you going to come to my house? And mm-hmm. she's like, I'm not doing that. He's like, oh, well, I'm not giving you any more money. Right. Like, they'll give you $200 to go on a date.
Right.
But you're not going to get the $10,000. You're not going to get your student loans paid for some conversation. Let's be honest.
You're not going to get your student loans paid. okay, I mean, she says this is important to clarify, according to Sarah Kate, because intimacy was not guaranteed to the people she dated. Having sex with a partner, whether they were a sugar daddy or not, had to be something that organically and with explicit consent. Consent. fucking gone, dude. So basically what she's saying is that sex wasn't what was being offered in the beginning. If it happened, it happened. It was more of organic and it happened. And then her allowance went up. But
oh, please. It organically happened. He said,
right.
So I was looking at the invoice for right. for what I do, and you owe me some sex.
Right.
That's what I mean.
This ain't adding up.
I don't understand. What do you mean it comes organically? It comes up.
Yeah.
Because it comes up. Right. I mean, I guess in any relationship that comes up. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to sit here and tell me that it comes up organically and it just so happens that when you start having sex,
your money goes up.
Your money goes. Oh, it's purely coincidental.
Right.
Correlation does not equal causation.
Oh, okay. College.
No, psych. Yes, it does. Please. There's no correlation here. What? You're telling mm-hmm. me that when you started sleeping with him, that your money just magically... It happened yeah. organic?
I mean, stop. Yeah.
I don't.
I don't get it. I mean...
Just own up to it.
Yeah. I guess... I mean, but like, for what?
If you're going to talk about it publicly, own up to it.
Okay.
If you're going to just mind your business and...
Be a sugar baby
on the
side.
Do what you
have
to do, mm-hmm. do that. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to get on a platform and try to be like, oh, no, it's not that, but it's... obvious that it is for 99% of these relationships. Mm-hmm.
It's seeking arrangements.
You're arranging.
I'm sorry.
A six.
Right. There's no, I'm sorry. no. I mean, if you're going out there specifically to be taken care of, that's what it seems like. Seeking arrangements isn't like Tinder where you're like just having sex or like maybe having a friend. Right. But I mean, like seeking arrangements, there's like a whole standard of like, yeah, I need someone to take care of me because I'm broke. So yeah. I'll go to a date with you, mm-hmm. maybe suck a dick or two, but like,
ooh.
But I mean, I don't know. It's just like you went on that website with the expectations of what you wanted, mm-hmm. which is to be taken care of, and you'll do what you want to, what you're comfortable with mm-hmm. that way. But I mean, it is a fine line between like sex work, sex trafficking, prostitution, things that can lead you to downward spirals with this.
I believe that it is sex work, but I feel like people get mad when you say that.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, anytime you're having sex for money, even if it's indirectly, like maybe he's not handing you a check after every time you guys have sex.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's understood that if that was out the picture, mm-hmm. then the money's gone. I mean, it is a form of sex work.
Yeah.
Do I care what you do?
Right.
No. Is it consensual? Great. Fine. If mm-hmm. he wants to throw his money at you and you want to throw your booty at him, great. Fine. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal. Awesome. But I just hate when they're like, ew, but I'm not prostitution. I'm it's not okay, girl. You're high end.
Yeah. You're high.
You're a high end prostitution. And that's okay.
Yeah.
You secure the bags. Everybody else out here having sex for free.
I mean, okay. I've heard like the argument kind of in place where like they talk about sex work being also in marriage, where it's not really like money being exchanged, but like, okay, you will have sex with your husband so he'll like do the dishes. So I mean like in that way, I can see how it's kind of problematic in the way that we see sex, I guess.
I mean, no, I've heard that argument before. Like, everyone exchanges things, even in a relationship.
Yeah.
But you're commodifying mm-hmm. something that is not necessarily always good to be commodified. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that, like, I mean, you can do whatever you want. But let's be honest, most people in sex work, I don't think that they'd be there if they didn't have to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, let's be honest. I know mm-hmm. we're going through this movement where, oh, you know, it's fine, da da da. But I still mm-hmm. think people are still in a rut. And for a lot of people, it's
pretty bad
for them. That's their income. They're out here because they have to be here.
Right. And that goes to people who don't want to be at their jobs, like menial labor jobs. They have to do those because that's what's available to them.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's the standards that we set as our, you know, society itself.
Yeah.
Maybe we're just not helping those people out.
I would see that, but to the point of, oh, you're just having sex so you can do the laundry or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, if you've gotten to that point, there's a problem. If he will not clean unless you have sex with him, that's a separate issue.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you cannot tell me that doing something for someone and someone reciprocating that and another act, because that could be an act of love.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like physical touch, sex. Some people like acts of service.
Mm-hmm.
I guess some people like money. But we're not going to say that exchange of money for sex is the same as exchange for that other thing.
Right.
It's just not.
Right.
That's what we're not going to do.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what you want to do, that's fine. But it seems like they keep trying to almost deflect, like we said earlier, mm-hmm. like, well, I'm doing this, but they do that, basically.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
That is not the same thing.
Yeah.
Because they're always going to be with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they could be broke, poor, rich, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be with each other, ideally. But y'all, on the other hand, it's
as soon
purely
as money,
on money. It's literally just money.
Yeah.
There's nothing else holding y'all up together. Mm-hmm. So you cannot compare those two relationships.
Because
mm-hmm. if he doesn't do laundry, it's not she's going to be mad.
Right.
I mean, she might be. But I'm just saying, like, it's not going to ruin everything. But if you have sex with him and he stops giving you money, you're going to leave.
Yeah.
So to me, it's like, no, but you're solely really there. Y'all might enjoy each other. Do not get me wrong. You might actually like him.
Mm-hmm.
You might have great chemistry. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that it's just like two people who hate each other. But let's be honest.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just people don't want to be labeled like a prostitute or a sex worker. I think that's kind of where it comes down to. Because,
oh,
I mean,
for sure.
If you're deflecting to it being like, oh, well, actually, like, you know, it's not all about sex.
They reach in.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I guess if we stop demonizing those acts of labor, which is what it is, like, I mean, people are in those positions because of whatever happened that led them there. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we stop making it seem like that's, I don't know,
a bad thing, like we normalize
right.
it.
Right. I guess in a way that's like protected. I mean, I think the whole like sex,
fine line.
Sex working and everything like needs to be protected in a little bit different way because I mean, there's a lot, it's a control dynamic.
Yeah. I was like, to me, it's almost, I'm talking about like the tough sex work
right.
going out because people are just make it legal to be gray. I'm like, no.
No, it wouldn't. There's because, I mean, there. There's people taking advantage of you.
No, yeah. And that's, I mean, like we said earlier, I mean, I personally think sex is a bigger deal than what people try to make it. Mm-hmm. It's literally some people hate me for this, but not giving a part of yourself, but you're being vulnerable with somebody.
Mm-hmm. It's an energy exchange.
Yes. And when somebody takes that and makes money off that, because that's the only thing. It's because when you involve money in something, to mm-hmm. me, money is almost always the root of evil. Mm-hmm. Somebody's doing something bad, it's usually money. Drugs, all about money.
Mm-hmm.
When people are money fraud, it's money, power, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so when you take something that could make people very vulnerable and you make that a make it a profit or you mm-hmm. make it a product, mm-hmm. I just feel like it's so easy for that to go terribly.
Yeah.
Even in the best of the best, let's say tip top in Las Vegas, I think prostitution's legal.
Mm-hmm.
The bunny brothels where it's better. I'm like, it's still mm-hmm. not great because when yeah. you're selling a person and it's not like you're selling clothes, you know, those leave, yeah. whatever. But when you are selling a part of yourself or a part of your vulnerability,
mm-hmm.
that could be very dangerous. And I think that's yeah. why people have a bad taste because it does go bad really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people who are trafficked that are very underage.
Yeah.
Even people who are of age who don't want to be there.
Exactly.
Who've been forced.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's why they're like, no, we're not that. And I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to sit here and say that is the same as other forms of prostitution.
Right.
It's probably a lighter. No, I wouldn't even say lighter. It's
sugar
just
babies.
It's just a not as violent way. I think they have more control that way.
Yeah, you mean sugar babies?
Yeah, sugar okay. baby. You have more control. You don't have to give your money to the pimp.
Uh-huh.
Like even at the bunny brothels that I've seen those documentaries, but it's like a nice brothel. Mm-hmm. There's still this head.
You watch some weird ass documentaries.
I watch documentaries all day long. But yeah, most of them, the head honcho is some creepy man still,
yeah.
and he's taking a cut of their money.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and this one guy, sorry, he was at this brothel. He was like, yeah, they're only blondes. They're only white. He's like, I might let like a mixed girl.
Damn.
It was great. Like, even still, it was so dirty. I'm like, he's being super selective about the women because mm-hmm. it's still about money.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have to look a certain way, mm-hmm. keep your hair up. And I'm like, this isn't it. I don't care what you say. This
I mean, it kind of goes into it with the porn thing as well. I mean, that's what porn is too.
Mm-hmm.
It's for money. You're having mm-hmm. sex for money. You wouldn't be doing that unless you needed the income.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think there just needs to be an all over makeover with sex work, because I mean if you are comfortable with doing that, go ahead, and if you want to make money from it, go ahead, but I think there needs to be protected ways for that to happen, because I don't think there should be such a control or like a power play with like a pimp or like mm-hmm. a producer or like a brothel like headmistress or whatever.
But you have to because if you can't do that type of stuff by yourself.
That's
the whole point of having quote protection.
Right.
You have insurance if something goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, not that I like this thing better, but this way it's still kind of in that realm, but you do have control.
Yeah.
You can go home.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same man, you know. Mm-hmm. You guys do have some type of relationship to where it's not like he just comes in and he leaves.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
That's true.
So I would say that this is definitely better than other stuff. So I don't think that it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say that they're the same as women in brothels or women on the street.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say that they're not in the category.
Right.
It's a different type.
Exactly.
But, you know.
Yeah. I mean, sex work is a complicated subject mm-hmm. because, I mean, it's a very intimate thing and it's very easy for someone to be taken advantage of.
Very. Yeah, I would agree.
Alrighty. So kind of on the line of like sex work and sugar babies and that fine line, I do have a story from a friend. Okay, so we'll go with the code name Stephanie. Okay, so Stephanie told me that back in the day, she would go on Facebook with her friends and friend all of these like older white men. I don't know friend, but message for sure. Mm-hmm. So they would be like, okay, like how much for sex? And so, you know, they would set up an agreement or whatever, and her friends would go, and they had that shit down on pack. Basically what their scam was, they were scamming these old men. Go ahead, ladies. They were not planning on having sex with these men. They were planning on getting the money and leaving. Mm-hmm. The way that they would do this is they would have things that they would leave, so it would make them look like they are coming back. So,
oh, like, oh, let me get my purse or whatever.
Exact. Well, kind of. So basically they would go over there, they would talk to the guy, start doing whatever, and they would make sure that they get the money up front. and they would make sure as like they're spending time together, they take off like a piece of jewelry or they put their phone in plain sight, and it's a burner cell phone. So it's not their real phone.
So they just wouldn't leave it.
Exactly. So they would leave it.
That's kind of smart.
Right. I fucking know. It's like, damn, girl. So, you know, they would be like making out with him, doing whatever, and be like, okay, we have to go back to the car. We forgot our purse. We'll be right back. Or we forgot our condoms. We'll be right back.
So it was like multiple women.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh. He thought he was going to have a good time.
Right. And so they would all dip and leave and, you know, take the money and everything. So one time,
call the police.
Yeah. Because, like, you were in the wrong.
Yeah. Right. Like, all right, well, let's pay her for sex. But she took my money. She didn't give it to me.
She didn't even give me nothing. But one time things did. This is her last time that this happened. And she decided to go alone because she didn't want to split up any money.
Okay.
And that's where Stephanie fucked up. So she was going alone. And she got, you know, everything was pretty much business as usual. Except this guy was like, okay, I'll give you half now, half afterwards. So
which
she's
just
like,
smart.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she left out her cell phone and everything. She's like, all right, let me go to my car really quick. I'll be right back. So she was leaving and her real phone that she
rang.
I was like, Stephanie, you're telling me that you kept that shit on the ringer when you were out on a date? She's like, I know, an amateur fucking move. So she left it and she was like, shit. She was trying to leave and he caught her, grabbed her by her hoodie and punched her in the fucking back, dude. And she was able to fucking leave.
Does she have the money?
Yeah, she got half of her money. Shit. So, I mean, that was the last time she's ever done it.
Yeah.
She doesn't plan on doing it again. But I mean, like, it kind of shows just like, I guess, the dangers of what could really happen. Even like, if you think that you have the upper hand in a situation, which they were over here, like having other like fake jewelry that they didn't really care about. And like, you know, cell phones that were burner cell phones and cheap. So they could really scam these men out of money. But they weren't really in control of the situation because shit like that could happen. But I mean, I thought it was pretty crazy.
That is pretty wild. I mean, and I guess I see where people are saying that if you, because it could be dangerous. So that's why people do want to make it legal. So then it's not as dangerous, but
it's protected because I mean,
you ever
I guess
not make it not dangerous.
I mean, I don't think so. But I think with like having things more legalized, there's more of repercussions for what happens.
Yeah. But she was scamming. So not that they should beat her. But I'm just saying like, obviously that will never be legal. You can't, even if they make prostitution legal, you can't steal scam money.
Right. So I mean, like with prostitution, like if they, you know, if they do get beat, like they're not able to speak up about it. They're not able to do anything because they are doing something that's illegal.
Yeah.
But if we legalize it, we're able to punish people who are taking advantage of women and beating women, because beating women or like taking advantage of anybody is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And those people should be punished. But I mean, I think it does bring to light the situation, that fine line of where like you think that you have things under control, realizing that you don't, and things could go poorly very quickly.
Or even what about like if a woman, even in a sugar baby relationship, you could have all this money and then you don't, if y'all have falling out. Because if you do become so dependent on a man.
Yeah.
Because some of these women, some start off, oh, I started because I needed my school loans paid.
But this is my
lifestyle. But now this is my life.
Yeah.
And it's almost like you're independent, but you're not.
Oh.
Because you are.
You're dependent.
Dependent on these men for their money.
You're dependent on how you look.
Mm-hmm.
How you perform.
How bubbly you are.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like you have a shelf life for it. Because, you know, when you get older, hopefully you're investing it or you're putting it towards maybe a business you want to start. Because let's be honest, these men are with you usually because you're a lot younger, bouncier, and you can give them what they want.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to want you when you hit a certain age.
Right.
So it's not a forever job.
Yeah.
It's not, you know. And so it is also a thing because, you know, what if he cuts you off and for whatever reason and then you can't pay your bills?
Yeah.
So, I guess that's why you have a couple in rotation.
I guess so.
Some do. But that's a lot. And then how do you have a relationship like that? Because some of these women have boyfriends.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there have been some. They'll be like, he'll be like, yeah, it's fine. But those are a lot of the times the ones that try to say that. Oh, she's not sleeping with them. She just goes on dates. He's giving her $10,000 a month to go on datey waits.
Damn.
No. Try again.
But I mean, like, if both of y'all's debt is being paid for, I mean, is that a win-win?
I mean, if his ego
is that
if
prostitution,
okay,
then like if he starts taking over the role where he's like, let me schedule your dates for you, is that where it becomes like a line of like, oh, this is a power dynamic now?
Well, your boyfriend starts scheduling? Yeah, maybe. But that is kind of weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I know some people be like, yeah, I'll go on dates, but I just feel like I'll just stay away from that. I'm good.
Yeah. I mean,
because some people, I know some people do that. They'll be like, yeah, he'll like watch me. Like, I know some people have been like, yeah, my boyfriend will come along and watch and make sure everything's okay.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Man, I don't know. That has to be a very understanding and open relationship to be able to be like, yeah, this is her job.
Mm-hmm. But then it goes back to money again, because if she's bringing in all this money, right, you kind of don't have care another anymore. Incentive,
right?
But it's like if you're dating a porn star, like, you just, that's it.
Yeah,
it's a great day at work, honey.
It's weird.
Dang it.
It's weird. I mean, once you put money involved in like any kind of relationship, mm-hmm. that's it gets weird.
It does.
So,
yep.
Bottom line is, don't do anything. Let's not feed into capitalism. Let's just all stop working, stop buying shit.
Okay.
The world will fall apart.
Yes.
Global warming will take us all. Aliens might show up too.
That's great.
We'll all die.
And we can just get out of here.
Exactly. To the afterlife. Here we come.
Hey, yay.
It sounds like a cult that we're running. We're about to end everything.
That's a whole nother.
Ooh, I can't wait till we start talking about cults.
We can do a cult. Like a specific cult and episode.
Oh,
and really dive into it.
I'm down.
I'm down too.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
So, I mean, bottom line is don't join a cult.
And try your best not to sell yourself for money. Even though we kind of do that already.
Oh, yeah.
I'm at work 8 hours a day. I'm selling myself.
I know.
Short, might I add.
Oh, I fucking know it. Oh, the audacity where people have to come up to me and be like, well, are you rich? No, bitch, but this shit fucking sucks. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I'm worth a little bit more than a dollar. Thank you.
All right, we're sugar babying. It's now a verb.
All right, if you have any feedback about the show, any questions, remarks, whatever, you could give us an email at our female at presspodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. You could also support the podcast on iTunes with you can subscribe, star, or is it rating?
It's
rate, you can subscribe, rate, and give a comment on there. Mm-hmm. Talk about how great we are.
Please do.
We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. What else?
That's it. I would say YouTube, but Instagram. Not yet. It's under construction. Yes, you can go on our Instagram, Press Podcast. Follow us. Follow you back. It'll be great. We post all our episodes on there, and we'll let you know when they're up,
mm-hmm.
and all that good stuff. So.
Haley makes some great-ass graphics.
Boy, they are super bootleg. On that note, stay tuned for next week, because we are actually going to sign up for Seeking Arrangement.
Ooh.
And see what's out there.
Give us a follow on Instagram. We'll post any kind of updates we have there for sure, mm-hmm. about episodes. But yeah, until next time,
stay pressed.
Okay, so we're gonna change. We're gonna change things up and actually listen to our recording.
The audio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
you know, like what we're supposed
check,
to be
check.
Doing.
Check, check, Mike. That's what they do when I was in radio. Check, check.
The good old
one,
days.
One, two. Literally, that's what they do.
Yeah, whenever you're at a rock concert and they start
like,
doing
check, check, check. I'm like, all right,
they're trying out, bro. They're like, it's my time.
What
to shine.
They got? They're like, mic check, check. Start singing.
That's gonna be me, bro. Start just dropping some fucking bars, bro.
Amazing. Check the mic.